This is the World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. Loretta Lynn has lived a life that is almost hard to believe. A mother of six who grew up in a Kentucky holler and married young, she balanced her family and her career and became one of the biggest country stars in America. And her songs, which often told stories and shared honest truths about the experience of being a woman in America, something that wasn't usually centered in the country music world, those songs are a big part of her enduring legacy. On her 50th studio album, her latest, she revisits some of those songs, like her 1971 hit, Coal Miner's Daughter. It tells the story of her childhood.
Well, I was born a coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler. We were poor, but we had love. That's the one thing that Daddy made sure of. He shoveled coal to make a poor man's dollar. My daddy worked all night in the Van Leer coal mines, all day long in the field of hoeing corn. Mommy rocked the babies at night and read the Bible by the coal oil light, and everything would start.
For her new album, she transforms that song into a spoken word piece.
Daddy loved and raised eight kids on a miner's pay. And Mommy'd scrub our clothes on a washboard every day. Well, I've seen her fingers bleed, but to complain, there was no need. She'd smile in Mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling the hog. Daddy always managed to get the money some way. Yes, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter.
That is from Loretta Lynn's new album, Still Woman Enough. Loretta also brings back some of her other classics, collaborating with artists like Margot Price and Tanya Tucker. And she wrote a brand new one, the title track, with her daughter. We're going to get into all of that. But first, Loretta Lynn, welcome to the World Cafe.
Well, it's nice to be here, honey, and thank you for asking me to be on the radio.
Such a pleasure to have you. Still Woman Enough is your 50th studio album, so first of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you. Do you like the record?
I love the record.
Well, thank you.
Your old friend, the musician Ernest Tubb, gave you some advice back when you were first starting out and told you, usually a recording artist gets to be big for about 5 years. That was several decades ago that he gave you that advice. You are still going. Did you expect to be releasing albums still in 2021?
No, I didn't. I listened to him, you know. I thought he knew what he was talking about. But I'm still going. He'd be happy for me. But you know what? I think that's up to the person. I think it's up to the person whether they're still going or not.
Long before you met Ernest Tubb, before you started recording music of your own, when you were a kid in Butcher Holler in Kentucky, you always loved music. What was one of your earliest musical memories?
Daddy had he got this Philco radio. It was a big, tall radio, and it sat in the floor, and I would go to sleep at that radio every night, and Mommy, I'd be on the floor, and Mommy would cover me up so I wouldn't get so cold.
And you'd listen to, what would you listen to on the radio? What shows?
I listened to Ernest Tubb. I listened to Eddie Arnold. I listened to Kitty Wells. I listened to a lot of the artists. I listened to everybody that I could. That's how you learn. Ernest Tubb was one of my first memories of the Grand Ole Opry. Ernest Tubb and Roy Acuff.
And so, would you yourself, would you be singing along to that radio? Would you be singing around the house?
Oh, you bet. Daddy would come out and tell me I'd be swinging in the swing, trying to get the babies to sleep. Daddy would say, Loretty, would you hush that big mouth? People all over this holler can hear you. And I said, but Daddy, what difference does it make? They're all my cousins. And he said, I'm like he was going to take his belt off and whip me, but he didn't, you know.
I'm sure they loved hearing you.
Well, whether they did or not, they got to.
This is World Cafe. I'm speaking with Loretta Lynn. Now, when you got married, Loretta, you moved to Washington. Your husband bought you a guitar. How did you teach yourself to play guitar?
just sitting around taking care of my babies and cleaning the house and doing the woman's work, you know, I would get a chance to pick the guitar up and try to play it a little bit. That's how I got to playing the guitar. I was taking little chances like that. The babies was sleeping, and I had a chance to have 2 minutes. I would pick the guitar up.
And would you play to the kids?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I would line them up and say, now listen to Mommy and tell me if you think this song is a pretty song Mommy just got through writing. Betty was one of my biggest audience, and she'd say, that's pretty, Mama. That's pretty, Mama.
You revisit many of your classic songs on this new record, including your debut single, I'm a Honky Tonk Girl. And I want to talk about what inspired that song in a minute. But first, let's talk about how it became a hit for you. It was 1960. You didn't really have any experience in the industry yet. So how did you get that song to the radio stations?
I just walk in. You're not supposed to do that, but I did. I didn't know any better. At that time, I didn't know how in the hell are you supposed to get it done, you know? So I did it the way I knew how to do it, and I got it done.
Well, you definitely did. You made it a hit. What inspired the lyrics to that song?
I didn't know what a honky-tonk girl was. And the little club that I'd started working at, this woman kept coming in every night, and she would cry and cry and cry and drink beer, you know? And finally, I started getting down off the stage and going back and sitting with her for a little bit. And she been telling me her problems. So I went home and told my problems to Dew, you know.
Dew was your husband, yes?
Yeah, my husband. He was the one that got me started in this business. He was good at it, you know. He wasn't bashful, but I was.
Why did you want to write about that woman that you met at the bar?
Well, you got to write about something, you know. And I like to write about true stuff. If it ain't real, I can't write it anyway, so it doesn't matter. I usually write about everything's about myself, but nobody knows where it come from or what lines they are. Ain't none of their business either.
You re-recorded Honky Tonk Girl for Still Woman Enough for the new album.
Yeah.
Let's take a listen to it from her new album, Still Woman Enough. Here's Loretta Lynn with Honky Tonk Girl.
Ever since you left me, I've done nothing but wrong. Many nights I've laid awake and cried. We once were happy, my heart was in a whirl. Oh, but now I'm a honky tonk girl. So turn that jukebox way up high and fill my glass up while I cry. I've lost everything in this world, and now I'm a honky tonk girl.
Honky Tonk Girl by Loretta Lynn. That is a new version of her debut hit, which was originally released in 1960. So you went to Nashville not too long after I'm a Honky Tonk Girl. You'd grown up in a Kentucky holler, then you were raising kids in Washington State. What was your first impression when you got to Nashville?
Well, everything to me was a big thing, you know. But my husband pushed me right through it, so I didn't have a chance to stop and sit and wonder why I'm doing this. He made sure that I did it and got it over with.
Did you feel like you fit in when you got to Nashville?
Well, I never even thought about that. I just butted right in, got right into place and done my thing. That's what you have to do if you're going to do anything. Girls, you can do it. I didn't think I could either. And I was scared to death, and I'd cry and carry on. I'd go to the bathroom and cry and cry. And finally my husband says, Loretta, you're not bashful. You're ignorant. And that made me so mad that there wasn't a song that I couldn't sing. That no matter what he threw at me, I did it, and I did it good.
I mean, whenever, when you watch your performances from back then, you're always smiling. You can't tell that you're scared at all.
Well, it's not hard to smile. And it's not hard to tell somebody you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Or tell your neighbor. You're so glad that they're your neighbor. That's one of the best things in the world, to be nice to people.
Yeah. This is World Cafe. I'm speaking with Loretta Lynn. So Nashville embraced you. You were invited to join the Grand Ole Opry. And, you know, you listened.
Oh, that was the greatest thing ever happened to me.
Yeah. I mean, you listened to the Grand Ole Opry on the radio when you were a kid. It was a big part of why you wanted to make music. What did that mean to you?
Oh, man, it meant the world.
Yeah.
It meant the world. When I met Doyle and Teddy, that was a great thing, too, because they kind of took over my music, you know, took over me trying to sing and was helped me get something done and help do with it, you know. It was great to have the Wilburns with me and Ernest Tubb.
And Patsy Cline, she was a member of the Grand Ole Opry as well, right?
Yes.
Could you talk about your relationship with Patsy in those days?
You know, it was such a short little thing. Me and Patsy wasn't together long enough to talk about it hardly.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hit and run thing. And if we'd have had a chance to have been together, it would have been one of the greatest things. But we took advantage of what little time we had, though. And we let each other know we loved them and loved what we were doing. And you tell me what you like and I'll help you. And we helped each other with everything. And she told me that I helped her as much as she helped me. So I don't know what she meant with that, but evidently whatever I was doing with her, she enjoyed, you know.
For sure.
She just told me that it helped her in life.
Loretta, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but is there a Patsy Cline song that you love that I could play with this interview?
The song that I really loved with Patsy's was She's Got You. That was my favorite song of Patsy Cline's. And the first time I heard it, I was down in the floor waxing the floor. Patsy was at the radio station, and she said that she just got there recording and had it put on the radio, and I said, that's a doggone hit. And it was a hit for her. That's my favorite song of Patsy's.
Let's listen to it right now. She's Got You.
She's Got You.
From Patsy Cline.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new. I've got your picture, she's got you.
That was She's Got You by Patsy Cline, chosen by my guest today, Loretta Lynn. Patsy was a role model for you as a young country singer. And now, Loretta, you're a role model to so many other artists, and some of them appear on your new album, Still Woman Enough. One of those artists is Margo Price. She joins you for a duet of your song, One's on the Way.
She did a great job, didn't she?
She does a great job.
She does. She worked her little butt off, and I really appreciated that because the way she worked, you know, that was great for the album. And so I loved her. Margo, thank you, honey.
Let's listen to Margo Price joining Loretta Lynn, One's on the Way.
They said to have her hair done, Liz flies all the way to France. Jackie's seen in a discotheque doing a brand new dance.
And the White House social season should be glittering and gay.
But here in Topeka, the rain is a-falling, the faucet is a-dripping, and the kids are bawling. One of them is toddling, and one is a-crawling, and one's on the way. $1 million.
featuring Margo Price. That was Loretta Lynn, One's on the Way, from her latest album, Still Woman Enough. It's World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris, speaking with Loretta Lynn. The lyrics to One's on the Way were written by Shel Silverstein. They paint a picture of a mother juggling a million things at once while watching women like Raquel Welch make millions, watching girls in New York march for women's lib. You released that song in 1971, Loretta. How did those lyrics resonate with you then?
The words to me was just another song, and I'm sure that I stepped on some toes, but that's what sold the record.
I mean, you were a mom while you were juggling your busy, busy music career.
That's right. I was a mom and was having babies.
Why was it important to you to sing about the experience of being a mother while doing all this other stuff?
Well, because there's how many mothers out there are having babies right now? I mean, that's important for them to hear and to make them feel like they're at least wanted in this world, you know? They're doing something to keep the world going, and somebody, I'll let them know about it.
Did you feel as a mother that was undervalued, that the role of being a mother was undervalued?
I always felt that it was undervalued, so the role of being a wife. It's commonly not looked at, but I'll tell you what, if there wasn't a woman behind a man making sure that supper was on the table and the house was clean, what do you think this world would be like? So I sung about it. What I can't talk about, I can sing. And I probably make a lot of people mad, but so what? That gets it done.
I'm talking with Loretta Lynn today. Her new album is called Still Woman Enough. We are going to hear the title track next, and it's a song that you wrote with your daughter, Patsy Lynn Russell, who, by the way, is named after Patsy Cline. So what does it mean to you to get to write songs with your daughter?
Well, when she's around, she'll throw a line in. Mom, how about this line right here? Mama, how about writing this? Mom, how about that? So we just, that's the way we write. My boy, you know, Ernest, he's been on the road with me since he's 2 years old. And that's always been amazing, too, to have him with me. He loves his mommy so much that I have to jump him every now and then to settle down. The other kids get jealous.
What would the reaction be when you had your kids on tour with you?
Oh, the kids would be out in front of the stage playing while I was up on stage singing. And Ernest Ray would stop and come up on stage and sing songs with me. So we recorded together. So it was no big deal. We just made it part of the show.
This last song, Still Woman Enough, you wrote with your daughter. You perform it with Reba McEntire and Carrie Underwood. If there was a piece of advice that you could pass on to your daughter or other women in music now with your experience that you have, Loretta, what would that piece of advice be? What would you tell them?
Be truthful. Don't lie about when you record a song, make it true. Don't lie about it.
Did you ever feel pressure to not be truthful, to lie when you were writing? Did you ever feel like people wanted you to be something?
No, that's one thing that didn't bother me at all. They'd all raise hell about something I'd write, but I just walked right on through it, didn't pay attention to it. And I think that was a good thing, because I didn't let it bother me. If I'd have let it bother me, I'd have had to stop writing, and then I'd have had to stop recording.
I'm really glad that you didn't stop writing and that you didn't stop recording and that we have this album.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's take a listen to Loretta Lynn featuring Reba McEntire and Carrie Underwood. It's Still Woman.
Oh, these girls are great.
They are great. Is there anything you'd like to say about this before we hear it?
It tickled me to death that the girls even wanted to sing with me. I mean, they don't have to sing with me. You know, they're big. I mean, they're hits on their own. They don't have to. But no matter what I've asked them to do, right here they come. And I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 in the morning. If they ever need me for anything, I will be there. Any of these girls, I will do anything I can for them if it's mop the floor for them. I love them. I love the girls.
They're so sweet. They're such good girls.
This is World Cafe. I'm speaking with Loretta Lynn. Let's listen to the title track now from the album. It is Still Woman Enough.
You've come to tell me something you say I ought to know. He don't love me anymore, and I'll have to let him go. You say you're gonna take him, oh, but I don't think you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man. For you to get the hint, I have to move over and I'm gonna stand right here. It'll be over my dead body, so get out while you can, 'cause you ain't woman enough to take my man.
On World Cafe, Still Woman Enough, Loretta Lynn joined by Reba McEntire and Carrie Underwood. It is from Loretta's fantastic new album, Still Woman Enough. She's been my guest today. Loretta, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, honey.
I'm Rena Duris, back in a moment on the World Cafe.